Not everything has to be written digitally. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joyce Kincaid, distinguished professor in the Department of English at Utah State University, examines bringing the slow movement to writing.
Noted actor Emma Thompson calls herself a Luddite because she writes longhand with a fountain pen. Actually, she may be in the vanguard of a cultural shift that I'm calling slow writing, part of a larger movement that includes slow food, slow travel, and slow fashion. What characterizes slow writing? First, the material culture of writing, pens, ink, paper. Even if Hemingway didn't truly use a moleskin notebook, millions of devotees prefer this option to digital note-taking. And research shows that writing by hand enhances learning. The increasingly popular bullet journal offers an embellished to-do list. A manual on letter writing advises, a handwritten note is like dining by candlelight instead of flicking on the lights. Send your epistles by escargot, snail mail, savoring the choice of paper and stamp. Slow writing also involves ethical choices. Disposable pens are just that, disposable. Americans discard 1.6 billion pens annually. Using handmade paper from Nepal supports a 1,500-year-old tradition and also helps earthquake victims. A Thai elephant sanctuary funds itself through the sale of poo-poo paper. Writing is tied to its origins and communication with the gods. This notion of writing as sacred may have dimmed, but it's never gone away entirely. As the manufacturer of exclusive pens advertises, refill your soul by writing.
That was Joyce Kincaid of Utah State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.